this is the first time I've had the opportunity to chat with you since your election victory, so I believe a congratulations are in order. But I imagine you've also been hard at work since the start of session. What are some of the priorities you have for this year?
Well, you know, this year is a budget year. So we're looking at different budget items. I've got some funding in there for veterans retreats. Hopefully I can get a hearing on that. I think I can. It seems like a fairly non-controversial issue. I've also co-signed on the Bemidji busing sparsity bill, you know, for extra funding for the Bemidji schools for the busing shortfall. And I know right now Bemidji School District is really short.
Yeah, real short. I'm just writing up a story on that right now. $5.6 million in cuts.
That's horrible. You know, it's kind of the whole COVID thing. It's hitting the state, but then Bemidji has the busing shortfall they have to deal with every year, so they're getting hit especially hard. And I've got a conference call or a Zoom call, whatever you call it now, with the superintendents in the area. They're going to fill me in a little bit more on their issues and what can be done. I know the governor's got a proposal out there for a one-time funding bump. We have to look at that. I have not seen the specifics of it, so I can't say one way or the other. You know, I know the schools are going to need some help, so we'll see what we can do.
So as this year's a budget year, and we should be getting the budget forecast in a few days, right?
Yep, yeah, and each one of the updates that have come out has shown how strong our economy was before this hit. So each one of the forecasts are you know, $100 million, $160 million over what we had projected. So, you know, we're anticipating another bump like that. Hopefully it you know, comes to fruition. We have a rainy day fund in the state of Minnesota, which is unique for us. So that's good. You know, the budget forecasts are coming in over what they were, but they were originally at about $1.5 billion shortfall.
Right.
So hopefully it'll, you know, we're looking at just a few hundred million shortfall. So I would like to see the reserve fund cover the shortfall and not have any taxes raised this year. I know the governor is really pushing to have taxes raised, but, you know, if the economy still is still trying to recover, I don't think it's a real good time for that right now.
So you made some headlines. All my days and weeks are mixing together, but the Stand Your Ground bill, what's the progress on that?
Well, right now we're just talking to other legislators. It is just an educational deal right now. I've said it before that this is, you know, budget years, we don't generally do the non-budget items like, for instance, Stand Your Ground. So this is, it's there. So the next session, we should be able to get a little bit more traction with it. You know, I think we've got some pro-Second Amendment Democrats out there that will be willing to jump on the bill with us. And hopefully we can get a hearing, you know. I believe it's got a good chance in the Senate. Whether or not we get it out of the House or not, that's yet to be seen. But, you know, like I said, this year is just going to be an educational push on it. I don't expect any hearings this year. But next year is when we would expect to get a little bit more traction.
And what are the merits of Stand Your Ground versus our traditional duty to retreat?
Yeah, so duty to retreat is really, actually, so this bill that we got, it's called Stand Your Ground, but it actually, in Minnesota, we can protect what we have. We have something called the Castle Doctrine, where we can protect our house and stuff. And this expands that to, for instance, your car. And also, you know, any outbuildings you might have on your property or your porch or your driveway or something like that. You know, if you had an attorney that was somewhat aggressive, he could argue that, you know, if you protected yourself on your porch, it wasn't really in your house. So that's expanding that. And also the duty to retreat requires you to try to get away, and it could cost you seconds and that could cost you your life. And then again, I've said this before as well, this is not a gun bill. This is use of deadly force authorization bill. So if somebody's attacking your child or attacking you, you can take a crowbar or a bat and answer, you know, force with superior force until the issue is resolved. So it's not a gun bill. We don't want to, you know, although it does cover guns as well.
Okay. Well, thanks for that clarification. Anything else you wanted to chat about quickly before I let you go and back to the work of the people?
No, it's nice being back down here. I really appreciate the vote of confidence the people gave me again this year. You know, I won with 1,500 votes in 2016, and then in 2018, 11 votes, you know, and it just, you lose sleep over that. And this year I added 3,000 votes to my total from 2018. I think the people in Minnesota and District 5A, I think they really, you know, they're tired of just seeing what's happening down here. And again, I really appreciate their vote of confidence, and I'm going to do everything I can to work for the people of Minnesota.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with me today, Matt. We'll catch you next time.